Good morning. It is week 11 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I hope whatever you're doing today or wherever you are when you get this, that you're having a great day. And here's something I want you to remember. Oftentimes, when we feel things emotionally, we experience something physically. And it's hard for us to relate the two of them because oftentimes, we live our lives on autopilot. So, the next time you get a cold or you get a backache, or the next time your allergies act up, or the next time you feel itchy all over your skin for whatever reason, the next time you bump your elbow or stub your toe, I want you to take a moment and think about what was going on at the time just before that. Were you frustrated? Did you have an argument with your spouse? Is there a business deal that you're struggling with? Is there something that you're struggling? Are you arguing with a friend, or are you feeling stressed financially? You see, everything that we experience emotionally comes out physically. And if we're not consciously aware of that, then we go on autopilot. And our health and our physical well-being suffers because we're unable to tap into the healing that we need. So when you get a cold or a sore throat or a stuffy nose, are you exhausted? Have you been stressing your body a lot? Is it time to rest? Do you need to nurture yourself? What can you give yourself? What is this a result of? And sometimes major sicknesses and illnesses will be a result of years of neglecting something emotionally, years of negative self-talk, years of self-sabotage and abuse. But that doesn't mean that you can't change them and you can't turn them around. You can. You are choosing your thoughts when you're in autopilot. They're just flowing through you, through your ego. That's really easy that way. I said something yesterday and I forget what it was, but I said something and then I said, no, wait, cancel, alt, delete. And I meant cancel, alt, delete when I said it because I can catch myself now. If I say something, then I'm like, oh no, I don't want to put that out there into the universe. When I say I don't want to put it out there in the universe, it's because I don't want the particles of that energy to magnetize and draw something back to me. Listen, I know it's not easy, but it's about being conscious. And if you're living in the moment, if you're living in the moment, that's where the choices are. And that's where we can heal our bodies and we can protect ourselves. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.